Monday, January 27th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. George Robert. The sermon text is from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. The sermon theme is People of God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In every generation, God has chosen, separated, and protected His own people. He has preserved His remnant in all times, under all conditions and circumstances. This was true under the Old Covenant, in times B.C., as we say, before Christ. It is equally true under the New Covenant, the era A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, at which time we also are, as the writer has indicated here, the people of God. So those of us living in this new covenant are equally people of God. And what does this mean? The writer to the Hebrews outlines three marks of the people of God in this new covenant. First of all, God delivers our souls. Secondly, He enlightens our minds. And thirdly, in this new covenant, He directs and controls our hearts. He says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." And here He delivers our soul in that He shows mercy. Mercy because of the atoning power of Jesus' blood. All our sins and iniquities are covered and removed, and they are as if gone from the mind and memory of God. We are pronounced righteous, declared innocent, and God has delivered us and delivered our souls from the power of Satan and hell and placed it within His kingdom. He also enlightens our minds. "And they shall not teach everyone his fellow or everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest." He says we shall all know Him. Under the Old Covenant, from time to time, from the time of Moses on, prophet after prophet appeared from time to time who told the people God's will, who added revelation upon revelation, giving them more and more of the will and directions of God. But under the new covenant under which we live, the complete revelation has come in the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And with the close of the New Testament canon, we now have all of God's Word, each of us complete in His own hands. So from now on, as people of God, there is no need to search for the truth, because we have the truth, all of it, completely given to us by God. And our job now is not to search for the truth, but to understand it and to live it. We know we are God's people. The search is over. What we are and what we have is now underway, and we move forward under His guidance. And so, as people of God, God directs and controls our hearts. "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds, write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." The way we conduct ourselves, the way we live our lives, is the most obvious way we indicate both to our fellow Christians and to the world at large that we are God's people, that we live our lives under this new covenant. It is a covenant without ceremonial, without ritual, without civil and formal laws. All regulations, all outward regulations are to be discarded, and the truly enlightened mind, because its soul has been delivered from sin, Satan, and the flesh, can now live actively within the kingdom of God. Each of us showing the world we are one of His people. The many laws of the old covenant have now been reduced basically to one: love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For us now, as people of God, this third use of the law has become the primary use, and the Ten Commandments are no longer the fearsome standard against which every deed will be measured and punished. But the Ten Commandments have now become our guide in helping us to desire and to do the will of God. With God's laws written in our hearts and minds, we can now begin to act and do as God's people want to do, placing love to God and loving acts and thoughtfulness toward our neighbor as the priority of our actions. We learn to forget ourselves and to show love to our fellow man, reflecting the great love that God has shown to us in the beginning. And so we act, live in love and peace and joy, for we are all people of God. Amen.